There are some differences in the school voucher programs running in Milwaukee and Cleveland, but Wisconsin Governor Scott McCallum contends there are enough similarities that the U.S. Supreme Court should look at Milwaukee's experience when the court considers the legality of Cleveland's system. McCallum has hired private bar lawyers to write a friend of the court brief that's been accepted by the justices. Milwaukee attorney Don Dougherty is one of the authors of the brief. Dougherty says Milwaukee's track record with private and religious school vouchers is important.
Whereas Cleveland only has a couple of years of experience with this program, again, we've had it running here in Wisconsin for roughly 10-some-odd years, which is still, you know, kind of a fledgling program, but nonetheless it provides more empirical evidence as to how these programs play out over time.
Studies have shown that voucher parents like the Milwaukee program, but the research on the educational benefits of choice is mixed. One of the lawyers preparing the case against Cleveland's program is Elliot Mintzberg of People for the American Way. Mintzberg says Wisconsin's brief is not closely related to whether the Cleveland voucher program violates barriers between church and state.
More than 80% of the schools in Cleveland are religious. More than 96% of the students wind up going to religious schools because that's where the slots are available. And what Cleveland has done, almost the exact opposite of Milwaukee, is that Cleveland has limited the schools that can participate in the program to schools that have tuitions of $3,000 or under.
Mintzberg says that effectively means only lower-cost religious schools get in Cleveland's program. Voucher opponents and supporters basically agree that if the Supreme Court upholds choice in Cleveland, choice backers will try to expand the law to other cities. The lawyers say if the justices strike down the Cleveland program, the broader impact may depend on the specific wording of the majority's opinion. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.